Exeter chops down the Cedars. September 24, 2022. By Jerry Galef. The Exeter Eagles probably went into Friday night's game pretty confident, being ranked third in the state, and playing against a winless Lebanon Cedars team that lost the previous week to Muhlenberg, 47-25. But you'd have to question if that confidence made them envision the first quarter of the game, in which they unleashed a scoring barrage of 6 TDs that encompassed every part of the game, offense, defense, and special teams, en route to a 69-22 victory. Both teams started out a bit shaky. Exeter's opening kickoff put the ball on the Cedars 44, and on the first play from scrimmage, Lebanon quarterback Brendan Castro threw an interception to Exeter DB Alex Pinheiro. 2 plays later, Exeter running back Richie Karstein coughed the ball up, and Lebanon fell on it. But that was the last mistake the Eagles would make. After a 10-yard punt by Lebanon, Exeter drove down the field in 3 plays, and Karstein redeemed the fumble by taking the ball from QB Mason Rotelli and running 19 yards into the end zone. A missed point after made it 6-0, Exeter. The next Exeter score was a 70-yard TD connection from Rotelli to tight end Joey Schlaufer. A 2-point conversion made it 14-0. On the ensuing kickoff, Lebanon's receiver allowed the ball to hit the ground at about the 15 and roll down to the 1, where he picked it up, ran into the end zone and was forced to fumble, with the recovery by Exeter DB Genuine Stutzman. That made it 21-0. Still in the first quarter, Exeter rapidly put up scores on a 39-yard run by RB Carter Redding, Rotelli on a 6-yard run, and a 13-yard pass to Isaiah Choi from Rotelli, to make it 42-0 after 1 quarter. In the second, Exeter scored on a 1-yard run by RB Zimer Pascal, and then a pretty 63-yard interception and return by Jaden Sandier. It was 57-0 at halftime. QB Gavin Miller scored Exeter's final 2 TDs, one in the third on a 3-yard run, and a 45-yard run in the fourth. Lebanon got their scores from Braylon Beaver on the Cedars' longest pass of the night, and 2 from Xavier Figueroa. Next up for Exeter is the Warwick Warriors, who lost this week to Mannheim Central, 47-13. That game can be heard on the Exeter Sports Network starting at 6:45 with Darren Ziner and Ryan Linnea Weaver. Eagle droppings. Schlaufer's TD catch gave him the Exeter record for career receiving yardage and was the second school record that he broke in as many weeks. Last week against Mifflin, he became the school's all-time leader in number of receptions. Congratulations, Joey. The Sneaker Villa Players of the Week for Exeter were Offensive Player of the Week running back Zimer Pascal, who piled up 72 yards of rushing in a TD. Defensive Player of the Game defensive back Jaden Sandier for his interception that he ran back to the house. Special Teams Play of the Week Carter Redding for his 2 2-point conversions. Sneaker Villa in the Boscov Shopping Center sponsors the Exeter Sports Network's Player of the Week selections. The winners will receive t-shirts to commemorate their great games.